The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? So we can give an answer to those who sent us. What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
From time to time, I think what is important for us is to understand the rich and fullness of our Roman Catholic Church. And I think we'd all agree with that. So, here are some instructions for us today. To discover the story of the pink candle, we first have to look at the origins of the seasons and the wreath. Until Advent was established around the 5th century, the only season Christmas observed was Lent. As preparation for the Christmas season, the Church established Advent in the spirit of Lent. So, the Advent wreath. The custom of the Advent wreath originated with pre-Christian Germanic peoples whose evergreen wreaths and fires signified hope in the darkness of the December. Christians maintained that tradition by the 16th century. German Catholics and Protestants used the wreath to symbolize hope for the Christ coming. The practice spread through the Christian world. And what happened is when the Germans migrated to the United States, that's what it came about. The color of joy. A pink candle that signifies joy makes sense since it is lit on Gaudete Sunday, named for the entrance antiphon for the Sunday masses. "Rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice." The joy is subdued, however, as the penitential violet is also here with the other two candles. As Advent is patterned in part of Lent, Gaudete Sunday is similar to the Lenten Lectare Sunday, which also represents joy and falls in the middle part of Lent. Following the papal rose custom, bishops, priests began wearing rose-colored vestments on Lectare Sunday. The Church then brought the Lenten practice of rose vestments to Advent and Gaudete Sunday. As a result, the pink candle gained a prominence in the Advent wreath. So there you have it. That's our history and everything. And as I mentioned to you, in the back, right here, there's a piece of paper back in the back. It says Gaudete Sunday, and that gives you the entire history of it. And then on the back of it, which is a custom and everything else, called the Old Advent, the Old Antiphon series. It begins today and it goes all the way through the 23rd. And their basically idea is, and you'll notice that in each one of them, it says, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come to us. And that's what we're doing right now. We're preparing ourselves for the Advent season. Remember what I said some time ago. The Knights of Columbus have a very good saying going. And it goes, Jesus is the reason for the season. 17 years ago, the Holy Father, St. John Paul II, told the World Youth Day of the time the following messages. It is Jesus that you seek when you dream of happiness. He is waiting for you when nothing else ever satisfies you. He is the beauty to which you are so attracted. It is he who provokes you with that thirst for fullness that will not let you settle for compromise. It is he who that urges you to shed the mask of false life. It is he who reads your hearts, your most generous choices, the choices that others try to stifle. It is Jesus who stirs up in you the desire to do something great with your lives, the will to follow an ideal, the refusal to allow yourselves to be grounded down by mediocrity, the courage to commit yourselves humble and patiently to improving yourselves and the society, make the world more human and more fraternal. Not only does this apply to the youth, but as us as well. Jesus is here. He has found us. Now the whole focus of our lives has changed. When Jesus is in our lives, we are mature Catholics living in the love of rejoicing with the Lord. What does he say also? He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to announce a year of good news and favor from the Lord and the day of vindication. So what are we doing to more fully appreciate the coming of the Advent season and Christ's birth? You and I, we are on a spiritual journey towards that end, which in a week's time will take place. And as I shared with you before, what are we doing for this? What are we doing to anticipate the Christ's birth? We have plenty of online stuff. There's plenty of pamphlets to read. Are we taking the time, huh? Are we taking the time, perhaps during our busy schedule, in a sense? Are we taking the time to come here and just to sit at the Master's feet and say simply in our heart of hearts, Lord Jesus, give me the grace to more fully appreciate the meaning of Christmas.